Begin the current daf Masechta Suga daf Nun Aleph. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin with Tresim Masechta that begins with the words of the Gemara. Ketanoi Shmachlekes Tanoim if Igashir Bekli Bepeh. As we find Abdi Kahanim Ayu, we find the slaves of Kahanim. They were the ones who were playing the instruments. Which Mishnah in Perkshin the Eichen? It's a Mishnah in the second Perkshin Eichen of Yerim Mal. Tesis of Batim. It's a one. Because the Hakamaskin here ultimately the Gemara concludes not really the Machlekes because the Kulei Amik Igashir Bepeh. Everyone agrees the primary song Labim was with their voices. And machlik is something else. If it's malam and yuchsin, as we'll see next Thursday, masal. But the hasim k'tani reisha there in the reisha that mishnah we said that it's brought in the mishnah. We find the chalul makam b'shmoni meyachag that the flute plays for all the deities. The sukkahs. Now the yad shumlei shabbos. It's not possible that it's not going to be on shabbos. I thought you said ikashir is bepeh. And you say ikashir is bepeh. That's what the gemara ultimately concludes. Then it shouldn't be deicha shabbos. It's not part of the avoda. So how did the mishnah there say that that you're going to be playing on the 8 days of sukkahs? What you can say is that although you're right, they hold that regarding the Ikashira, but the Hamafarish Tam, the reason it's explained over there is Mishum that the Ainge was the Mikdash. So even if, let's say, it's Issa Darabanan, it's not part of the primary void, the Ikashira Bakli, but from the fact that it's only Issa Darabanan, that's why they say it's permitted. Whereas the Bishami Parcha Basham, the Bishami actually asked this question and answers, that says, he permits. The Chalil all 8 days, because he disagrees. And he holds Ikashir is going to be with this, the Kli, and it's going to be permitted, unlike what we're saying, that everyone agrees that it's Ikashir is Bepeh. Continuing with the next Tais, the Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Ma'al Meduch. Machlekes is, when we see someone doing the Duchen, playing the instruments, the question is, are we going to elevate them to something else because of that? Because as Tosfos brings, that it's Re'uhu, if they see him, Oymen al Duchan, Im Levim, if he's standing on the platform with the Levim, that in Sokh Livdik Acharav, they wouldn't have to check after him. Lo'ilasim Yechesis, not to marry him up to someone that has a distinguished lineage, Blatelay Maserishin, to give him Maserishin, because the body of Levi, we're going to presume he's most definitely Levi. That's the reason why they didn't let the slave stand over there. And again, the question is, how far? What are you saying that we're going to be concerned for? Because that's what Rashi explains. So it says Mashmah, it sounds like Shoritz Lema, that he wants to say the Pligim Hachad, what are they disagreeing about? Mashmah, that one opinion holds, in Lahamad Abad Nuduchan, you shouldn't have slaves going on the platform, not because of anything wrong, but the Chashin, we're concerned, Shem again, Yuchsam Maisa. People might make a mistake, they might think that he's a Levi, and they're going to elevate him for areas of Yuchsam Maisa. Or Mashmah, the other one holds, no, look Hashem Maisa, look at him Maisa, Hashem Yuchsam Maisa, look at but it sounds like because of a concern. But since it's in a lashon mash, but the wording doesn't sound like this because the wording of the Gemara is that this is what they're disagreeing about. What does the Gemara say? What's the machlokes? So one says that this was the story. One says that this was the story. And only after that, the Gemara asks, "Oh, what's the nafkamina?" And then they want to answer what the nafkamina is regarding if you mal meduchen. But since it says that's mashma, that sounds like that. When they wanted to figure out what is the root of the machlek is, it's annoying that the Gemara held shahamaisa, or the Gemara says shahamaisa, the act of going up onto the platform, that ain't tolu bahala, it's not concerned with the concern about are we going to elevate now from the platform to yichlis or to maiser. It's not for these concerns that they stopped putting these people up to the duchen. Ella, rather, that halot tuluya, and the Gemara says b'maisa, it's dependent on this of going up to the platform. In other words, there's enough kamina regarding malam meduchen, but the ikam achlekes sounds like is regarding how was the who was it that they put up to the platform and why? What would that be? Because the masa b'hacham b'maisa once told this is what they did, meaning because that was the ikar thing. Shalavim how you became a cliche because the levim they knew how to play the instruments the best and they didn't need slaves. The other one holds that no, the slaves they knew better than that to put them up to the platform, and then the Gemara just asks, okay, what's an afkamin? Who cares who the singers was? They knew better. As the Gemara says, oh, there is an afkamin. L'mal meduchen. But it's not going to say that's ikam achleik is if we're might meet them by the duchen, even though there's a concern that might come to make a mistake and elevate them. No, picture in the ikam. However, the second picture in the ikam of Yerav Malav Mashmah sounds like a picture of Kunches from the Rashi, and that is where. That the because the gars, the girsa is over there, that, oh, yeah, the really it's Ikasher is the Peh. The machlek is regarding, do we elevate to Maisa and Yuchsin, and it doesn't say anything about Hocheva Maisa. Sounds like the Ikka machlek is like the Rashi says, a concern for Halah, and not just what the Maisa was. But Amir, it says, however, even what I explained over here, Shom Yesh Liyash, we could also explain that also over there the same way. To say that truthfully, Ikka machlek is regarding what actually was. And what the Gemara says, Maisa Miflegi, says B'malin, what it means to say is, what's enough? I mean, from this machlek is regarding who was it that we put up to play, and that's what the Gemara is answering, that, oh, because Halo is dependent on it. But really, the machlek is what was the Maisa. Continue with the next place of the Maisa that begins with the words of the Gemara, Machatzim Moshayrim. Which you see over here, that Ikashir is B'peh. Why? Because machlek is B'kleim, it doesn't say anything about any instruments. I have a Chatzim, says explicitly the Machatzim. So he says, no, that those trumpets, likely shirin, and those were not instruments, because Shehem Litkiyas HaTimidim himself, and those were for the Tkiyas of Timidim himself, and therefore that has nothing to do with the Shira that the Levim were using. Kath Pesh B'Kurnas. As Rashi explains, is the Raya of this Mandama. So he says, Vatim, it's a wonder, because Krav Gufik Siv B'Klei Shir, this Pasuk itself says, B'Klei Shir, musical instruments. The Krav Halchik Siv B'Dir Ayam, Gavish Lim, it's what the Pasuk says over there. It says, elevating the voice, with trumpets, with cymbals, with clear shear, with the instruments, and with giving hal to Hashem, because always is kindness. So you see explicitly, mentioned clear shear in this pasuk. You could say, now this is what the Gemara means. The daik, the inference is, because it's separating it into two different halals in the pasuk. It says hal two times. The Mekog said, "Gabi Shir B'Peh." When there's talk about the singing, "Lahashmi Kolecha," to elevate in one voice, "Lahal Lohidus Lashem." All above, Sachlik said, then it says after with Gabi Kleisha by the instruments of Hal Lashem. Shemam, no, the Kashir B'Peh. There's two different things. There's a primary song which is with one's voice, Kleisha, and the instruments of the Mekog is only to amplify it, and that is the Raya. Continue with the next text of Asma. They begin with the words of Gemara, "Mevloy Mechnasei Kahanim Nem." They would make these wigs for the Simchas Beisha Eva from the one pants of the Kahanim and from the belts. Now, Tosis is bothered. He says, yeah, because they were made out of linen. But Tame, it's one of the signs. Why doesn't it say also the tunic, the shirt, Shigam Hesu, Shosha, also made out of linen, and that would have also been a great wig. Why doesn't it say that? Continue with the next place of Masa, that begin with the words of the Gemara, Shalim Halvim, I'm the Mekleh Sher. It was on this platform that the Levim would stand to for their, when they would play their instruments. Which Tosis explains, that was for simple v'sheva, but duchen. But the platform, the shear for the song, the carbon of the carbonus, eitzel mizbech, that was near the mizbech. Which comes as a Rashi explains. But himself is me, this none. We learn the Mishnah, Maisla, and the parakam and the first parakam of the Zayin Manav. Plus Miakamem, he says, ma'ala hoisishem gebaya amo. There was an elevated step that would take you from the Ezel to Ezekayanim. That's gebaya amo high, but duchen doesn't allow to the platform over there. But eitzel ma'ala, that step, hoisishem ben Ezel to Ezekayanim. And that's where the platform was for the Karbanis, not near the Mizbeh, rather it was near the opening of the Azara, which is not like the way Rashi says.